Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new report says that gender ideology epidemic requires state reforms. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's been so tragic to watch all these children get pushed into this LGBT agenda, and then as a result, they're mutilating their precious bodies, taking off healthy body parts, and trying to grapple this confusion that's being pushed at them. But thankfully, this new report from the American First Policy Institute confirms that the United States is experiencing, and it uses the word epidemic, of childhood gender confusion. And this report raises the alarm for states to enact legal protections to stop the irreversible and abusive medical mutilation of children.
The report is entitled State Reforms to Protect Children from Harmful and Irreversible Transgender Medical Procedures. And it presents an analysis of insurance data, academic research, and public health research and records to assist in the legal reforms that will protect children.
You know, and according to the report, more than 300,000 American children ages 13 to 17 are struggling with gender confusion. And that's double from previous research estimates made in 2022. So that's unbelievable. It's doubled in just that short of time.
Yeah, and this age group accounts for 20% of all gender confused identifiers in the nation, despite representing only 8% of the general population. The specific analysis from 2017 to 2023 insurance data and Stop the Harm database revealed the following. 13,994 gender-based medical interventions were performed on children.
And so that would include hormones, puberty blockers, as well as taking
surgeries,
the knife and cutting off their body parts.
5,747 so-called sex change. I put that in quotes because you can't change your sex or gender. Surgeries were performed on children. So that's what you're talking about of removing healthy body organs. 62,682 hormone and puberty blocker prescriptions were written for 8,579 child patients.
But look at the ratio, 62,000 for 8,000 children?
Yeah, and of course, that's going to continue on for the rest of their lives because if they want to continue, they have to continue these opposite sex hormones.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on a medication for life. And
right.
You know how whatever medication it is, it doesn't matter, hormones or something else, there are side effects, consequences that will ultimately impact you. And in fact, in some of these puberty blockers, for example, it stops some of your bone density growth and development. So if you don't have the proper bone density at a certain age, you'll never get it.
No.
And in fact, bone density is a situation where you're basically front-loaded with it. You have bone density that develops at your younger years, and then over your lifespan, your bone density depletes. If you now decrease that production and growth of bone density in the early years, you're already at a deficit.
Right. But here's the bottom line, Matt. So from 2017 to 2023, at least $120 million in revenue was made from performing these medical interventions on children.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors to prescribe these medications or to perform these surgeries or to provide this terrible counseling. And the terrible counseling suggests, you know what, you're born in the wrong body. Somebody is having stressors, they're having depression, they're having identity issues, body image issues. And they come to a counselor and the counselor gives them this terrible advice and says, you know what, your problem is that you're just born in the wrong body. And therefore, we can fix that by giving you puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and eventually surgery. You can identify as whatever you want to be. And that'll fix everything. And unfortunately, these individuals who need intervention, some of them need chemical intervention, because some of the depression, for example, is caused by a wide variety of things, but some of it can be chemical imbalances, and they may need mm-hmm. some kind of chemical reset, if you will. And instead of getting that, they get this kind of nonsense. And then they go down this road because they want to overcome the stress that's causing them problems. And they're relying upon the advice of the so-called expert. And then they take this hormone, they take the puberty blockers, they go then through surgery, and they get on the other side of it, and they realize, I'm worse than I was because this has not fixed my problem. It's actually made it worse. And then now, what have I done to my body? And I can't reverse this. And there's no one there to help them, because those people who push them down this path, all of a sudden, they're gone. They don't want to do anything with them because they want to continue making the money.
It's a billion-dollar industry, Matt. $1 billion. They're lining their pockets. They don't care about these children.
Yeah, and this industry is growing in rapidity. So there's a number of states that have come out to pass legislation. We can talk about that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That would ban this kind of minor directed gender bending kind of medical intervention that causes permanent and irreversible damage.
Yeah, there's 27 states, thankfully, but there needs to be 50 states.
Yeah, there needs to be 50 states. And unfortunately, it's based on whether or not the state is primarily Democrat in terms of their political makeup or Republican. So yeah. It's basically a red state versus blue state type of makeup.
Which is tragic. These children are paying the price for it.
Well, citing that children are not mentally competent to make life-altering decisions, one of the researchers in this case placed the sole responsibility of mutilating children on adults in what he described as the school-to-clinic pipeline that advances gender ideology under the guise of affirmation. It is adults such as activists and politicians who actually sow the seed of gender identification by pushing gender ideology on impressionable children, including in the classroom around the country. And, you know, you see this, for example, in one of the classrooms that we've looked at in Maryland, in the Montgomery County school system. There was an exponential spike in what they called gender nonconforming children. And they were proud of that because they had all these pro-LGBTQ programs in their schools. And what they're doing is they're harming kids. They're harming kids by sowing confusion into their minds and suggesting that gender is just a product of your mind and that can be changed and it's not hardwired as male and female in your DNA.
Right. Well, this report, I commend them from speaking up, but they're recommending that state legislatures codify child protections by restricting the medical industry that perpetuates these medical abuses, prohibit all mutilating medical interventions for minor children, that includes puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries, revoke the medical licenses from physicians who violate the previous provision and or classify violation of this provision as a felony.
Yeah, and make physicians who perform mutilating medical interventions for minors legally liable for medical malpractice claims for up to 25 years after the child turns 18 years old and establish a minimum award of $500,000 with no maximum limit for injured parties. And I think that's really important because these kids are doing these things as minors. Sometimes the parents push them along that line. Sometimes they're deceived along those lines because they're told by these so-called experts, if you don't do what they say, you're going to lose your child to suicide.
You think about these children are old enough to drive or drink alcohol, but that you can go ahead and decide if they want to cut off their body parts?
Yeah, and in some cases, in some states, like you have this, Minnesota is this trans sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So kids can go there or be taken there against their other parents' wishes and go through whatever kind of mutilating surgery. They also advised that you enable the state to take temporary emergency custody of children exposed to or threatened with mutilating medical interventions and so forth. There's many of these different recommendations from the report. Currently, there's 27 states that protect children from these gender interventions, and we have a list of those states on our website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids. So that's more than half of the states, but all the states mm-hmm. should be protecting children from this child abuse. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.